Why would you even think about touching that dial? You're listening to Cummings' Culture. Now sit back and relax and let us entertain you. Got the Podfather on here too, Mr. Eric Kirk. So I guess we are co-daddies today. Welcome to another episode of Cummings' Culture. We are live over on our Podbean platform. If you want to catch Cummings' Culture live in the audio version, you go over to Podbean. If you want to watch Cummings' Culture, then we're going to be getting that together here pretty soon. And we'll start getting all that together pretty soon, and you'll be able to go over and you'll be able to watch on Facebook. Probably not Facebook. It will probably be Rumble and YouTube. I'm surprised I got away with the video I uploaded today. I don't know if anybody's seen it yet on Cummings' Culture's YouTube channel. It was a reaction video where I was reacting to the blunders of Joe Biden. So we got that out there. Anyway, hey, you know, just breaking about 30 minutes ago. I mean, this has just came out within the last 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes. A high-altitude balloon of unknown origin and purpose was spotted over the western United States Friday afternoon, CBS News reported. Speaking on a condition of anonymity, I feel like Dory. Sources said the balloon was moving east on the jet stream, passing over Colorado earlier in the day. The sighting was enough of a concern that the military sent aircraft to investigate. Today's sighting comes 1 year after a Chinese spy balloon equipped with advanced surveillance equipment was allowed to traverse the entire continental United States before being brought down off the coast of South Carolina on February the 4th, 2023. In December, it was reported that the Chinese spy balloon had traversed the United States, used an American internet service provider to send data back to China. U.S. intelligence intelligence officials told NBC News. Man, I'm going to tell you what, they're getting real brave. Could you imagine if a country did this with Trump in office? It wouldn't happen, first off, I don't believe. I don't believe it would happen if Tulsi Gabbard was the president. I don't think it would happen if RFK Jr. was the president. I don't think it would happen with any of them. But this guy up there now is just so incompetent. People are just trying to try us left and right. They don't give a flip about our security. The border's wide open. It's a free-for-all in America, like free-for-all Friday. The old man, if you haven't listened to a good family friendly show, we encourage you to go listen to the old man's podcast show. The old man's podcast. He'd probably jump me if you heard me say the old man's podcast show. But the old man's podcast is live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. I think I got the times right. If not,
you got it
Eric
correct.
Will eventually. I got it correct. There he is. Eric Kirk has made an appearance, everyone. Let's give Eric a round of applause.
Well, we got Craig here, a.k.a. Seeker, and we got James, and we hopefully are going to try to get some more friends to come into the podcast, but we will be doing podcast pods a little later.
That's right, Eric. Hey, how do you feel about this new balloon over the United States, Eric? What do you think about it?
Well, you know, nothing really surprises me these days because, I mean, it's very apparent that, you know, Biden is projecting weakness, but according to Leslie Stahl, we can't independently verify that. Yes, they can, but they just don't want to verify it because they're in bed with Biden.
Of course they are. And you know, like, we've got another high altitude balloon over the United States, right? I mean, this just broke. I mean, this is like hot off the press news. I got the notification right before I was going live. I got the notification over on Truth Social, which I mean, I should be ashamed of myself, but I don't use Truth Social that much. I just have a profile over there, and it sent me a notification and said that, you know, there was a spy balloon that was over the United States again. Well, a high altitude balloon. And I was like, it's no way. So I got on here and I found it, and here it is. It's all over again. History's repeating itself because nobody's afraid of the United States anymore. They think they can just do whatever they want to do with us now. They think that they can just fly balloons over us, invade our borders, take our money. It's out of control. Our country is 100% out of control. And the current administration, if you even want to call it that, has no plans to even rein this in. They just want it to get worse, and the Republicans are not going to do anybody any favor this year. I know people are saying, well, the Republicans should do something. They should, okay? Look, if we lived in a perfect world where we didn't have to worry about political wins and losses, the Republicans would do something about it. But we live in the time where everything is so divided and so divisive that we cannot have government that just does its job because everybody's worried about a political win. The Republicans should do something. It's 100% fact they should do something. I mean, everybody believes they should do something, but they're not going to. And you know why? Because if the Democrats were in this position, they wouldn't do anything either. So we're in this shape because everybody's looking for a political win, and that's never going to change until we pass an anti-lobbying bill, and that's going to be almost impossible to do because these people make their millions and billions of dollars off of the lobbyists. And so we're in a, there's no other way to put it here. We're in I'll put it this way. We're in a danged if you do, danged if you don't situation. And it's just, it is crazy that we don't have a country. You know, we don't have a country. We have a political football. That's all we have. We don't even have a country anymore. Like, people are not, they're not there to serve the people anymore. This is the rest of the world looks at us and they say, oh, you know, we want to be the example to the rest of the world. And the rest of the world looks at us and like, man, we don't want to be like them. And then we're like, oh, you got some oil? Well, I guess you need some freedom. And so we go over there and we try to take these places and we try to make them into the United States. I mean, look at Ukraine. My God. Eric, over in your neck of the woods, oh, Fannie Willis, have you seen the news about her today? Eric, you
still
with me?
Well, I heard that Nathan Wade did contradict himself, which, but what we already know, she's in big trouble.
Well, did you see the news where Fannie and Wade called each other 2,000 times and sent over 10,000 text messages to each other?
Jeez, I mean, if that's not a conflict of interest, then we don't know what is. And this is probably the biggest fraud perpetrated on the state of Georgia and the United States that we can tell. And when you were talking about, like, the timid, weak Republicans a while ago, you won't believe what Paul Ryan told the Washington Post. And I think Donald Trump's got plenty to say about that. According to Paul Ryan, he's not a part of the GOP establishment.
With ridiculous bullshit.
That's what Donald Trump would have to say about that.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Ryan absolutely is establishment.
Because Paul Ryan basically just stabbed Trump in the back, and he didn't just stab Trump in the back, he stabbed the American people in the back.
Well, this is what they don't get. They say, "Oh, we don't get the appeal of Donald Trump. We don't get the appeal of the appeal of Donald Trump is he is the first person that went up there and said, "Hey, I'm going to do everything right for you. I'm going to make America great, and it's for you. We want to make America great again." They don't get that. It's like, that's what we want. It's not a white thing, a black thing, a Hispanic thing. It's not none of that, man. We just want to live in a place where we got a small government that's not inviting itself into every detail of our life, and just leave us alone and not tax us from the birth canal to the grave. That's what we want, and they can't get that through their thick heads because they're freaking aliens, man. These people have to be aliens. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I just got a call, you know, that the Ukrainian coin laundry, you know, is done laundering their money, so the members of Congress, you know, can get filthy rich at the expense of American taxpayers.
They're actually about to force a vote on the Ukraine money.
Oh yeah.
I just seen that not long ago that the Dems are about to force a vote into giving Ukraine more money. And it's like, my God, man, you know, I hear so much about Donald Trump. They talk so much about Donald Trump, right? Mm-hmm. About how he's a con man and how he's going to be a dictator and how he's going to do this and how he's going to do that. Okay, so let's look at things that Zelensky has done over there in Ukraine. He's taken over the media. He completely controls the media of what they can put out. He has banned the Russian Orthodox Church, so he's against freedom of religion. He's totally against that. All right. Then not only that, this guy has canceled the 2024 elections because, oh, we can't possibly have an election because I won't win. Well, you know why you won't win? Because you won't negotiate, because you let Boris Johnson talk you out of it. Like the only way, like, the American people will never support putting boots on the ground in Ukraine. I mean, you'll have your blue-haired, gauged-out ears lesbians that support it, but nobody cares what they think. And you'll have all of these crazy people that support it, but nobody cares what they think. But, like, normal people, like people with common sense, like people who don't have Trump derangement syndrome, and all, you know, people who use their brains, they're not for sending your sons and your daughters to die for the most corrupt country on God's earth. Ukraine is corrupt. I know Putin is a vicious dictator, and trust me, I don't like Vladimir Putin either. But at the same time, there is no right side of this war. There is no right side. Ukraine's wrong, Russia's wrong, and we're wrong for being involved in it. So it's something, you know, the only solution here is for us to get out of the way. And sure, you know, if Russia was to invade Poland, okay, let's say Russia says, okay, well, they invaded Ukraine, and let's say Russia invades Poland, then we have to get involved, right? Russia knows we have to get involved if they touch Poland. So Russia touched Ukraine. And we lied to Russia. This is what people don't understand. We have lied to Russia for years. We passed an agreement. And yeah, if Ukraine would stop. Okay, Craig, I'm going to tell you about this. Okay. RFK Jr. had the best interview about what's going on over there of anybody I've ever heard. Okay, so we agreed to not move NATO once it was passed, right? Once NATO was a thing, we agreed not to move it. We've moved it so many thousand miles since. We've got nuclear weapons right at Russia's border almost. And so, you know, you remember how we reacted in the 1960s when Russia tried to put nuclear weapons in Cuba. Everybody remembers that, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Okay, so look how we reacted. We said, we're going to invade Cuba if they don't get out of there. Okay, well, look, they did the same thing. And now Russia... In what, 2014 or 15 or something like that, they got, I can't remember. It was some agreement that they came up with, and Obama did the agreement, and they would not bomb. Ukraine would stop bombing the Donbass region, right? And so since Ukraine, like the Donbass region is a heavy Russian speaking region, they believe they're Russians. They want to be a part of Russia. It's, you know, it is what it is. It's none of our business, but it is what it is. And so they agreed that they would stop bombing it. Well, then Ukraine started bombing it again. And then all of a sudden, we got Russia going into Ukraine. And now we're sending them billions of dollars while we got thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans starving in the streets, while we got children who can't get health care, while we got veterans that can't get health care. I saw a veteran the other day. Just today. If you don't follow this guy on TikTok, go follow him. He's a preacher. He goes by the name of the Hallelujah Hulk, and he's a veteran. And he stopped going to the VA years ago because it was so bad because he couldn't get care. And so in 2020, he evidently developed type 2 diabetes, but he didn't know he had it because he wasn't going to the doctor anymore because he couldn't get the care he needed at the VA. And so he gets sick. His son brings home strep throat. Of course, he gets sick, and then his kidney shut down. And then he goes into the hospital. And he's on kidney dialysis, and thank God he's getting better. But imagine for just a minute, if we would have spent the money that we've spent the money on our veterans and on our health care and our children and our future that we've sent over there to a place that we shouldn't have one dime of U.S. money shouldn't be going over there. Besides, you know, I agree with sending money to feed people, but we shouldn't be sending money over there to fund a war. And it's a losing situation either way, because Putin's a dictator and Zelensky's a dictator, and we have no business. We can send a dime, but that's all. That's right, Scooter. But it's so ridiculous that we would even, you know, be in the situation. But yeah, the Hallelujah Hulk, go look him up on TikTok and follow him. Great guy, but he's a veteran. He was a Marine. He served his country. And this guy couldn't get health care. This guy couldn't get the care he needed. Then his kidneys shut down one day. He just shut out. And then he's in the hospital, and it's a terrible situation. How many, and I'm using him as an example, because how many more are out there? How many more are out there that are just like him? And the doctors at the hospital told him, said, hey, man, if you hadn't come in, you would have died. How many more are out there? It's mind-boggling. How many children tonight in the United States are going to sleep on a cold street while we send billions of dollars to some country who hates us, and at the first chance they got, they'd bomb the crap out of us? How many children are not going to be able to go to a decent school But yet we're going to send billions of dollars to some country who cannot stand us. There are about 1.2 million vets that cannot get adequate care from the VA. Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
Well, if sending money to Ukraine is like bad enough, why are we, you know, continue to borrow from other countries that hate our guts and, we're borrowing money from China, which we know that they are pretty much an enemy to us. But I think Obama had once told John Boehner, we don't have a spending problem, we have a healthcare problem. And that's the same Barack Obama who told Dmitry Medvedev, like, tell Vladdy I'll be more flexible after I'm reelected back in 2012. Does anybody remember that?
Yeah, and here's another thing, too. They say we're in debt to China. We haven't borrowed a dime from China. That's what people don't get. We haven't borrowed. Our own system screws us. Yeah, our own system screws us. There's nothing federal about the Federal Reserve. There's nothing federal about it at all. It's not owned by the federal government, so who's it owned by?
It's supposed to be a private entity, you know, independent of government control.
Yeah, well, that's wrong. Like, at the end of the day, that's wrong. That it's a private entity without government control. The government should absolutely have control of it. That's what we got the Treasury for. But the Treasury is good for nothing.
Well, I just happened to think about our friend Amber May, and she's talked about this on other podcasts. I think you would absolutely love her, that basically, if you have read the Constitution, that it is the job of the House to, you know, appropriate money and write up the spending bills, meaning they have the power of the purse. And when they established the Federal Reserve Bank back in 1913, that they essentially violated that provision in the Constitution where they basically surrendered the power of the purse strings over to the Federal Reserve Bank. And that, if that isn't a constitutional crisis, then I don't know what is.
We've been in a constant constitutional crisis for over 100 years. It's crazy, like income tax. Like what wasn't it when they passed income tax? It was only supposed to be for 4 years, wasn't it?
When they did the 16th Amendment, because it was supposed to fund World War I, which was supposed to have been the war to end all wars. But since 1913, we still have wars. You know, we had World War II, we had Korea, we had Vietnam. Then in recent times, we've had Iraq and Afghanistan, and now this with Ukraine.
And it's stupid. It's just stupid. These wars have nothing to do with us. Like you go back and you look at those wars. All right, we went into Iraq because they got weapons of mass destruction over there. That's what old W told us. They had weapons of mass destruction. Everybody knew they didn't have no weapons of mass destruction. They went over there and they killed Saddam. All right, was Saddam a heartless dictator? Absolutely. But my God, he kept the area under control, because look at it now.
Well, you know, I know you make a great point, Jeremy, because as imperfect as Saddam Hussein was, because yes, we know he was guilty of crimes against humanity and murdering his own people, but you do raise a point that, you know, he kept the peace with countries like Israel and suppressed radical Islam for as long as he possibly could. Hosni Mubarak of Egypt, Muammar Gaddafi of Libya, the Shah of Iran before France decided to send the Ayatollah back in the late 70s, early 80s, resulting in that Iranian hostage crisis for anybody of a certain age who still remembers that incident.
Exactly. And now, like we destabilized the Middle East. Our objective was supposed to be go kill Osama because they bombed the towers. Go kill the Taliban. Okay, that was our objective, right? Like that's what we were supposed to be over there to do. Okay. That's not what we did at all. And I can prove it to you. You know why? Because guess who's got control of Afghanistan? It's not a free democratic government. Who's got control of it, Eric?
Well, the Taliban came back, I heard.
Yep, the Taliban's got control of it. So we went over there.
And even like the 9/11 mastermind terrorists that are in Guantanamo Bay, that they're living a life of luxury when that they ought to be standing trial and facing a possible death penalty for what they did back on September 11th, 2001.
They should have already been dead.
Bingo.
They should have already been dead. They shouldn't be sitting down there in a jail cell like this. That's crazy that these people, these masterminds that were behind all this, and we know they were behind it. Now they're sitting down there in Guantanamo Bay, and they're just, you know, they're sitting down there on taxpayer dimes. When what should have happened? What is it? 10 cents? 10 cents? Mm-hmm. What is it? 10 cents around now?
I would imagine so, and they're enjoying, you know, eating steak and caviar and hors d'oeuvres and drinking probably the most expensive wine or champagne money can buy.
Should have just carried them outside and let our good buddy Smith and Wesson take care of them. That's what they should have done. You got to send a message to the, like, when you, like, if they attacked America, could you imagine? Could you imagine if I was the president and you attacked America? I would show your body on national television. They would see you, and I'd be like, look, this is what we did to him, and you try this again, we'll do this to you. Like, there would have been no Osama getting buried at sea. We'd have drug his tail through the streets, and we would have showed everybody. That's what I would have done. I'd have hung him in the middle of town square in Washington, D.C. He would have got hung in front of God and everybody. But no, what'd he get? Apparently he got shot and he got thrown off in the ocean and, oh, we killed him. Like, there's no fear of America. And Trump brought that fear back because he was so unpredictable. Even Putin talked about it. Putin talked about how unpredictable Trump was. And he said that Biden is better for Russia because he said that Biden's more predictable, that Trump's unpredictable.
And think back to also 2016. You remember when they came up with the Russia collusion narrative that Trump was colluding with Russia? I think the God's honest truth is Trump wasn't the one colluding with Russia. Hillary was.
Well, this is the thing about the whole Russia
collusion. But they hail Hillary as a martyr.
The whole Russia collusion thing. And, you know, they talk about the 2020 election and they talk about how dangerous it is for people to question the validity of the 2020 election. When all you got to do is you got to go back to 2016 and you'll see Democrats in the House of Representatives and in the Senate standing up and saying the conscientious objectors to the election did the exact same thing. And then they sit there and then they did they said that Trump that Russia hacked the election and helped Trump and all of this garbage, and there were investigations after investigations. There was the Mueller report and all of this, and it turns out that Hillary Clinton paid for the Russian dossier and all of that. Like, it all came from them.
And and then the FBI, you know, still went along with obtaining a FISA warrant and withholding exculpatory evidence in order to obtain that warrant. But the FISA court was also in on it too. I mean, yeah. There's probably no doubt about it. But for these people who are just doubling down and tripling down that Trump was a crook that colluded with Putin and Russia, you know, like, where's their evidence or proof that says Trump did it?
There's none. Like, there's supposedly, like, I'm going to talk about it. There's supposedly a video of Trump getting a golden shower from a hooker on a bed in Russia. And that never came out. And God knows, and you know, and everybody knows that if they would have had a video of Trump getting a golden shower in a hotel room in Russia, we would have done seen that. So they could come up, like, they can come up with some of the most ridiculous stuff you've ever heard of, but the minute that you question it, and the minute that you question the official story that they're giving you that's really unofficial because it's made up bullcrap, the minute you find the holes in their story, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're an idiot, you're a, yeah, that would have broke Pornhub. You're exactly right. It would have. You're a conspiracy theorist, you're an idiot, you're this, you're that, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're all these names. Like, they got labels for everybody in the you go look at the DNC and the Democratic Party and the liberals now, everybody's got a label. Everybody's got a label. Now, like, everybody has to have a label of something. Like I, you can't just be a man, right? Like, you, like, you have to be, you have to be like a zers or a, you know, like, what do they call themselves if they're, if they identify?
I'm like cis male, cis female, or whatever that term is supposed to be.
Yeah, like, they come up with all, and this is, yeah, this has got a label, like, pansexual. What does that mean? Does that mean, like, you want to have sex with, like, large frying pans or something? Is that what that means? Like, oh, I'm a pan, like, I'm a pansexual. Does that get you, like, special privilege at a restaurant? Like, does that, is Gordon Ramsay a pansexual? Like, is that what that is? Is Gordon Ramsay a pansexual? Just wanted to know.
Not that we know of.
Yeah. And, you know, like, they laugh and they mock. And I see the Craig's comments. Which demon do you want to follow? Okay. So I'm going to tell you something that's not conspiracy. Do you know where... Did you know that pronouns were used in the Bible? Did anybody know that pronouns were used in the Bible by someone?
I wonder who exactly.
They were used by demons. When Jesus asked the person who was possessed, said, who are you? It responded and said, we are legion. We, out of a person. So, you know, you could look at it saying, hey, you know, all these people, that these pronoun freaks, that maybe it's just the demons wanting their recognition. But anyway, I digress on that. We got to get back to some news. The Trump penalty in the New York fraud case has swelled. You know, it was like $350 million, right? We were told it was $350 million. Now it has swollen up, just like all things that are political. It's more than $454 million. $454 million. And he also ordered that Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump each pay nearly $4.7 million. Alan Weisselberg paid $1.1 million, all including interest. All including interest for a victimless crime. Now they have said that it's no longer $350 million. No, it's $454 million. It's insane. Latita James wants to take his building slightly serious and wants to let illegals live in them. Mark my words and watch it happen. I want to know, where's the cash going to go since there's no victim? It goes to the state. It goes to the state. The money that Trump's supposedly going to have to pay is going to go to the state. You know, the victimless crime. It's kind of like, and you know, I didn't know this because I was ignorant to it, but child support. Did you know that in child support cases, like, the state takes the dad and puts him in jail and all that? It's not because he, like he can be up to payments onto the mother, but he owes something to the state or something like that. Anyway, like, the state makes money off of child support. And so, like, everything's just money now. $7,500 a day penalty. Scooter, is that for not paying it? Is $7,500 a day, that's for not paying it? So every day that passes, he owes another $7,500? That's insane. Every business in the state of New York's going to leave. New York's going to turn into Alabama. That's what it's going to turn into. New York is going to be nothing but, I mean, that's crazy. 87,000 a day? That's insane. Like, this is our country, people. Like, this is our country, like, supposed country. We a day. This is insane. Huh. Anyway, he's got 4 billion coming from Truth Social soon. Does he really? Oh, is he taking it public? Oh, he's going to take Truth Social public. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's going to be smart. Anyway, Scooter's in here, Eric's in here. I made a Slightly's in here, but I made a Craig, of course, and others, but I made a short mini cast yesterday about something that hit home, especially if you live in the state of Alabama. That's right. Pay the fine and walk away from New York. Let them live in the bed they made. Hey, sell them the building. they'll claim it's only worth, Trump Tower is only worth $50,000. But anyway, if you live in the state of Alabama, I made a video yesterday, or not a video, a mini cast, I call it, something that was very upsetting. If you've ever lived in this state or listened to an Alabama football game while you were in this state, you probably heard the voice of Eli Gold. Eli Gold was the voice of the Alabama Crimson Tide for more than 30 years. Most of you grew up listening to him, heard him. Don't say that nasty thing in this chat, Scooter. And you probably heard him at some point if you lived in this state or if you were around this state or if you've watched an Alabama football game on television, and you know, at the end of the CBS game where they're like, oh, let's go to Eli Gold on the call for this play of the game, and you've heard his voice. He is synonymous with Alabama football, and I had to do something yesterday that I haven't done in, my God, years. I got to criticize a decision from the University of Alabama, and it's a poor decision, and it's a terrible decision. Eli Gold did not retire. Eli Gold was let go, fired from the University of Alabama, and it's not because, you know, he did anything or was inappropriate with anybody or anything like that. It was because Eli had cancer last year. He's 70 something years old, but he had cancer, and he's a radio broadcaster. And so he had cancer last year, and he had some bad health last year, but he still called games. He couldn't do road games. He was only doing home games. And so Eli did these games, and this year was better. Ready to get back to work, ready to get back to normal. And the University of Alabama informed him that he would not be returning, and apparently even asked him to just say he was retiring to save face. And that's just not what happened. We don't know all the details, but Eli Gold is a broadcasting legend, not just in the state. There's a lot of people who listened to him and were inspired by the way he called games throughout sports and media, and I was up very, very upset by the decision to let Eli Gold. Eli Gold's a legend, and he deserves to go out on his own 2 feet. I mean, even if, like, saying, hey, Eli, listen, this year's got to be your last year, and letting him go out this year. I just don't agree with the decision to let Eli Gold go. And apparently other people don't either, because Eli has already been offered 2 different jobs. He's accepted one. He will be the voice of an arena football team up in Nashville. And then he will be he will be doing. It was something about college. I don't know. They haven't come out and said which college was trying to hire him yet, but I would not be surprised if Auburn hires him and does the biggest troll job ever and has Eli Gold calling Auburn football next year. That would not shock me at all. No. It's Nashville. It's not the Foley Firecrackers. My gosh, man. The Foley Firecrackers, their intro song is
Jesse, do you want to build a meth lab?
That's their intro song anyway. But it's just sad when you see somebody like that that's not able to just go out on their own. And that's why, you know, people complain about Lee Corso on College Game Day. And, yeah, we know we're getting close to the time of Lee ending it on College Game Day. But, my God, man, let the guy just do his job. Let him be there. We know Lee's old. We know but he's gave us so many memories, and he's given us so much, and he's given us so many years. And he was on College Game Day when he wasn't making a whole lot of money. I mean, it's when they first started College Game Day, they weren't making tons and tons of money like they're making now. So, I mean, in a way I look at it, he's just making up for lost time all those years that they weren't making the top dollar like they are now. But, of course, Nick Saban will be joining College Game Day this year. And that's going to be interesting to see as well. Eric, you got anything in particular you want to talk about?
Well,
if Eric's still
I was getting done like posting that on Podbean Podcast Nation that your show was live to see if more friends might be interested in checking out your live shows and some previously published episodes of yours.
No, I appreciate that.
I mean, if you haven't already checked out Podbean Podcast Nation, it is on Facebook, and for anybody who's listening to this published episode, whether it's on Spotify or Apple iTunes, Pandora, or any of the other podcast platforms that carries the Cummings is Culture podcast. We hope that you are hitting that follow and subscribe button and telling all your friends. But if you want to experience any of the live shows from Jeremy and other great content creators, you have to download an app called Podbean, and Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. It's podbean.com. And there you'll find like a great roster of independent content creators, including Jeremy and James from the Slightly Serious Show, Scooter and Spanky from the Beans and Weenie Show, and their good buddy Jester, who also does the It's Doing Today podcast and is one of their co-hosts. And you've also got the Old Man's Podcast Show, another show along with the Slightly Serious Show I'm proud to be associated with. You've also got the Amber May Show. You've also got the Potluck Podcast, Slack Ready 2 Alpha, the Paulson Anderson Nana Alaska Podcast with Brett and Scott, the Laguna Knot Gang at the Outside of Normal podcast with Russ. You've also got Underground Shuffle with Marley, and you've also got the Frankie D Show, Substance for Days, the Ralph William podcast, the Kirkley Hennessy Show, the John DeVito Show, and so many, many others.
Thank you for that, Eric. Hey, I got one more thing I do want to talk about before we get out of here. Scooter, we've already talked about it, buddy. You got to come in here, Scooter. You got to get in the show, Scooter. The moon landing. No. There's one more thing I want to talk about. The state of Alabama yesterday did one of the most, or the day before or something like that, did one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen this state do. Okay. I get about abortion. I'm anti-abortion. All right, I'm pro-life. That's me personally. But at the same time, there are things that I don't consider abortion. Podbean didn't, it was Podbean's fault. Yeah, blame it on Podbean. They don't send out my alerts too great. I mean, even my wife told me about that.
Well, you know, Podbean can be a pain in the butt at times.
Yeah. But there are things that, you know, that are just not abortion that this state passes, or this state is saying is abortion, and it's not abortion. And there are things that I support, even as a Christian, as pro-life as I am. There are things that I just support because they make common sense. You know, it's just common sense to have these things. Like the morning after pill, I'm not against the morning after pill. I'm not against it at all, and I don't understand why anyone could be or would be, because at the end of the day, yes, I want to train my kids in the way of not having to take something like that. But at the same time, we're all humans, and, you know, people are going to do things that they shouldn't. And there should be a way that, you know, even if there are cases of rape and incest, you know, the woman should not be punished. Okay. That's just the way I feel about it. This state and the Supreme Court of Alabama ruled that embryos, eggs, were children. And it stopped pretty much now in vitro fertilization, IVF, couples who have problems having children, who want to have children, can no longer have this process done in the state of Alabama. Because hospitals are now like, hey, we don't know what to do because, you know, if something messes up and something doesn't take, could they charge us with murder, you know, and all these things. And it's a legitimate concern. It's a legitimate concern from the hospital's cases. The hospital's, you know, hospital's point of view, it's a legitimate concern from them. And I don't agree with it at all. I am pro-life, but I do realize that people have trouble having children. My wife and I have one daughter, and we have dealt with secondary infertility. It's a real thing. And, you know, it's not something that a lot of people are talking about, but PCOS, look into that. It's on the rise in this country, and there are more women that suffer with it, and it causes infertility. And so we need to have babies. Okay. We need to have babies. So we need to, because at the end of the day, we need children to keep everything going. That's just what it is, what it is. And I am so against, and I was really appalled that the Supreme Court of Alabama would do something like this, would do something to where to harm people that are just trying to have kids, man. It's IVF. And now they've taken this away. In the same state to where we had a marijuana bill, a legalized marijuana bill that is so mismanaged and so lobbied out and so just like it's never going to be able to survive all the court challenges. Now we've got a gambling bill that's out there, and we just can't pass a clean gambling bill because we've got this thing's not going to survive court challenges because they said only these certain areas can have casinos, and everybody knows that's not going to withstand a court challenge. But they went so far as to ban IVF. Now you can't even have that. And where I'm going with this is, why are we even paying taxes here? Because apparently everything is illegal in this state. You cannot sell Tesla vehicles in the state of Alabama. Did you know that? Did anybody know that? We cannot have a Tesla dealership in the state of Alabama. You know why we can't have a Tesla dealership in the state of Alabama? Because Elon Musk owns the dealership, and he owns the vehicle. So a long time ago, not really that long ago, the dealerships all got together and they lobbied Montgomery, Alabama, to pass a bill banning, you know, automakers from just selling their vehicles, cutting the middleman out. You know what everybody would want, what should happen. Honestly, I mean, you know, it is what it is, but I don't understand why Ford just doesn't sell Fords. You know, why Ford don't own their own dealerships. That never made sense to me anyway, but it is what it is. And so you can't sell Teslas in the state of Alabama. Well, you can sell them. You just have to, you know, Elon would have to allow, you know, dealerships and all this stuff, but we can't have a Tesla dealership here. And we have one of the fastest growing cities in the United States in Huntsville, Alabama. And we're doing everything, but you have to go to, and here's the thing, you just buy it online. Okay. No, because listen, you buy it online, so you have to buy it from the state of Tennessee, right? Or you have to buy it from whatever state you're buying it from. You buy it online, you have to buy it from that state. Then you have to pay additional higher taxes to bring the thing here to Alabama, so they got you either way. It's screwing the people. And so What are we paying taxes for here? Our roads are falling apart. Our schools are failing. We're bottom in education. I mean, we are bottom in education. Our people are sick in this state. They are sick. We have the sickest population of individuals in the United States. We have roads. Exactly. That's new. We have the sickest population in the United States. And all of these people continue, like, we're paying taxes. For what? We get nothing for it. We have nothing to show for it. The northern part of Alabama is it should be two states, really, because the northern version, all they do, the northern portion of the state, all they do is pay for, they pay taxes, and everything that's any good, it goes south anyway. But the people here have got to do something. And I'm not saying it's vote for a Democrat, because God knows it, I can't do it. But we have to do something. We have to. We've got to do something about this good old boy system that's in this state, because it has destroyed this state. And we talk about California here in this state, and what we have failed to realize that Alabama is the Republican version of California. It is just as bad. We have our inner city violence. Birmingham is one of the most violent places on God's earth. You will get shot if you walk on the wrong side of Birmingham. All right. And so we have a place that is so bad that the police won't go without the SWAT team. Did y'all know that? The police just can't drive through there. They have to carry a SWAT team in there if they get a call. They can't just go in there. That's how violent it is. Our roads are, you know, Scooter was talking about roads, and I know he was joking about it, but in all honesty, some of these roads would be better if they were dirt roads. Like, I seen a road that they redid. no, he wasn't. I seen a road that they redone a year ago, right? A year or two ago. They had just redone this road. Oh, it was supposed to be so great. This was in my county. And then it rains and it just tears it all to pieces because we tried to do it a little cheaper and it just didn't work. It's like they used Fix-A-Flat on the road. And it's just everything's falling apart. And now they banned IVF. And this is just not it, Alabama. We got to get our crap together. We got to do something because we're getting left behind in every category imaginable. We're getting left behind. And I see Slightly saying run for office, but it doesn't do any good because these people are so dumb, they keep voting for the same old, and expecting something new. And it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. They finally finished the highway of 24. 24 now runs from... I think 24 now runs, I know it runs here. It goes all the way to Tupelo now. And they just finally finished it. People didn't ever think they were going to get that done. Could be worse. Could be in California. I'm telling you, this is the Republican version of California. We have people here in this state that live in fear. That live in fear about speaking up and speaking out. And when you speak out like I do, and you know, because I don't care. I mean, what you gonna do? You gonna shoot me? You gonna do something? You better hit because I shoot back. You know, that's just my mentality. And I don't care. But we have people here that live in constant fear that if they were to speak out and say something, because it will happen. I have seen it happen here locally. Someone will call and get their job and ruin their life. I've seen that happen of just normal citizens just speaking out against the bullcrap that's going on. And I've seen it. It's like we live in North Korea here sometimes, and we're supposed to be the, you know, the state. We're so red. We're so Republican. We're supposed to be pro-capitalism, but we pass things in Montgomery that are anti-capitalism, that are just socialist bills, but we would never say that out loud, but they are. They're the definition of socialist bills because they prop up their funded buddies like Like, just go to the Alabama Secretary of State website and look at campaign donations, and then you'll find out who's really running this place. Then you'll really find it out. And you're going to be disgusted because you're going to think that you know your representative, or you know your state senator, or you know your some of you even may know the governor or whoever. And then you're going to look at them in a different way. And the reason for that is because everybody thinks that everybody's out to do the right thing, and they're not. They're just not out to do the right thing. Now, Alabama's proof of it. Alabama's proof of it. We're proof that not everybody is out to do the right thing. Yeah, Kayavi is nothing more than a spokesperson. Eric, there's some people that would agree with you on that. I've not had any run-ins with Governor Ivey. I've not talked to her personally. I don't know if I ever will, but, you know, there are some people that have said that.
Well, you've heard horror stories about her, too.
Oh, yeah. I've heard people say some not-so-nice things, but anyway... We're going to have to wrap this show up, Eric. You want to plug some people?
Well, I've already, you know, plugged a few shows on, you know, just a few minutes ago, but you know, hopefully this conversation will continue on the next episode of Cummings' Culture and on some of the other Friends podcasts. Of course, you know, The Swap Doesn't Lie is, you know, taking this week off. It was a last minute cancellation, but hopefully Felix will be back next week. But definitely be sure, like I said, to check out some of the other great, you know, podcast friends and independent content creators who won't steer you wrong.
Be sure to check out the Beans and Weenie show, even though I hate to say it because he said that awful word, war chicken, in my
the war eagle.
War chicken. The Beans and Weenie show is slightly doomed on Wednesdays.
I got
to get in there. And I got to listen to that and got to participate a little bit and enjoyed that.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. I hope that old James over there on the slightly serious show, I hope he decides to bring that back and we get the
Well, you know, hopefully with the next Beans and Weenie Slightly Doomed show on Wednesday, hopefully James and Scooter can wind up, you know, managing to convince Pertwee to join in on the next show.
Yeah. And I'm not going to go into detail. I'm not going to go into detail about this because it's private. I don't know. I haven't asked, and he doesn't even know I'm live on the air. But if any of you are praying people, let's put it out this way. A good friend of this show, good friend of many of you who are in here live, John DeVito, please pray for his family. They're dealing with something right now. And
I think I know what it is, but we're not going to go into too much detail about it.
No,
we're not. And I also wrote him a handwritten letter too to see how he's doing.
Yeah, I just got a text from John while we were live, and it's something that people need
deeply personal.
Yeah, as people, if you're praying, people, please pray for the John DeVito family. They're dealing with something right now that we all have to deal with, going to have to deal with, or have dealt with. But it's not something that's easy or that anyone wants to have to deal with. I can say that much. It's just not. It's anyway, Eric, you've become almost like a co-host here now.
Well, you know, I do a great job contributing to this and the Slightly Serious Show, the Old Man's Podcast Show, and John's show. Hopefully, he'll be back. You know, when he's ready, because we need independent voices, you know, to really diversify society in the best way we can.
Yeah. Yeah, that we do. And you know, I know we throw out some conservative talking points at times over here, but as you've heard, and you probably heard, we're not always that, you know, conservative on certain issues. We're more in the center, I would say.
Well, you know, and you always welcome feedback from friends and fans of the show, you know, because, you know, and depending on the volume of, you know, messages you might get, I know that you might not be able to respond to each and every message individually, but people of the Cummings' Culture podcast can keep in mind that doesn't mean that you, Jeremy, are not thinking about them. And even if they send you feedback and messages that aren't so complimentary, at least they're just showing you that they care. Because in a way, it's keeping you on your toes.
Yep. Yep. So with that,
and here's your closing line.
with that, we're out of here. Eric, I'm going to let you do it this time. I'm going to let you do it.
Well, as Jeremy would say, if you didn't like what you hear, it's not controversial, ladies and gentlemen. It's just culture. So make it a blessed weekend, and we'll see you around the Podbean until the next show.